Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we heard how wisdom's ways are life-enriching. Today, we study how wisdom is foundational to creation. Proverbs 3, verses 19 to 20, reading from the ESV. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. God's wisdom is not only essential for human flourishing, it's through his wisdom that God created the heavens, the earth, and everything in them. Chapter 8 will affirm that God's wisdom preceded creation. His wisdom not only creates but sustains all life. That's why the wise father's teaching brings God's wisdom to the young son. Holding firmly to that wisdom will guard and enrich his life. For God's wisdom creates and sustains the entirety of creation in all its richness, fertility, and complexity. It can surely prove life-giving and life-sustaining to the young son. God's wisdom comprehends the entirety of creation. It can surely comprehend the young son's entire life path from birth to death. Through the power of his Spirit, God spoke creation into being, and through the insight of his wisdom, God directs creation according to his purpose. All the virtues essential for living well in his world, the virtues of discretion, good judgment, forethought, willingness to wait, and diligence, are rooted in God's wisdom. Not randomness and chance, but wisdom guarantees the aptness and dependability of the founding principles of creation. Rightly understanding this becomes the means of living well. God's wisdom sustains his world. Chaos, symbolized by the primordial abyss, is restrained, bounded, and made to serve God's life-giving purpose. Land, atmosphere, and water are established and synchronized into life support systems. In the arid Middle Eastern regions, water fell either from clouds heavy with rain or from dew. So also, those who trust God's wisdom will be able to build houses and systems that embody his virtues and the orderliness of his creation. Tabernacle and temple were tangible expressions of this truth. Deuteronomy 28 affirms this truth as both promise and warning. The promise: by separating the waters above from the waters below, God created a living space where his blessings would enable flourishing. Those living by his wisdom in that space would so thrive that they would have enough surplus to lend to others, but they would not need to borrow. However, the warning: if they disregard God's wisdom, the sky above would become bronze, the ground below iron. God's blessings would not reach them. Their living space would become inhospitable. How then is the young son to respond to these teachings? We'll study that next time in Proverbs 3, verses 21 to 26. Let's pray. Lord God, not only are we fearfully and wonderfully made, you have also created an amazing world for us to thrive in. Help us to trustfully, responsively, thankfully live by your wisdom. Make us a delight to you and a blessing to people. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.